Hey, legends, Fraser Brooks here, coming to you today from Paris, in France, with episode 263 of the Network Marketing Ninja podcast. And today I want to talk to you about consistency. I'm actually going to give you some steps that you need to implement to improve your consistency. So it's funny, actually, because when I was sat down today planning what we're going to talk about in today's podcast, I was planning on talking about something different. But last week was the first week in 3 years that I didn't post a podcast. And it made me laugh because I was like, wow, I'm so consistent. But last week I let myself down. So I thought I would give myself a slap and go into consistency. Reason being, although excuses do not really count, I was traveling like a madman. And it was in my calendar and I kept procrastinating. And before I knew it, it was Saturday, Sunday. I was like, I'm not going to post an episode on Saturday and Sunday. So I'll just wait till next week. So for those of you who religiously tune into these podcasts every single week, I'm sorry. I know a bunch of you guys emailed in and messaged us to say, hey, where's this week's podcast? Hope you're all good. I'm all good. In fact, I'm doing absolutely incredible. I appreciate you. All right, so here we go. I'm going to talk about consistency. Before I do that, I haven't mentioned this for a while, but if you are new to the podcast or you are existing in the podcast and you haven't yet joined our free Telegram channel, come over to fraserstelegram.com and join 10,000 plus network marketers as we go deeper into different things. I let people know when our new YouTube videos are out, different tips, tricks behind the scenes of my life as well that can help you in your network marketing business. I don't really ever post anything unless it's going to help you in your network marketing business or it's relevant, like it was Father's Day yesterday, so I made a Father's Day post and all that fun stuff. All right, so let's get into this. So I've got to give a massive shout out to my friend, my brother, Mr. Simon Chan. Simon Chan is the host, founder of MLM Nation. I believe it's the most downloadable MLM or network marketing podcast in the world. It's had over 10 million downloads. I do not believe any other podcast has got close to that yet. Simon, you know I'm coming for you. I'm just kidding. But kind of, you know, my competitive side is like, yeah, let's do it. Why not help each other raise and rise? So I was at a mastermind in Monaco and Simon was there as well. And he shared a few things with me about consistency, which is always interesting because I believe I'm the most consistent person that I know. But it's always just because I've just always seen my mum and dad be super consistent, so that I've just naturally felt that I'm consistent too. But I have dips and I have moments, and I know it's easy to be consistent when you know what you're doing works, right? It's easy to be consistent when you know what you're doing works. It's also easy to be consistent when it's kind of worth your time to be consistent. But I know for a lot of people, you're starting out and you're doing the work and it's not paying off, and then it's an absolute grind or a struggle to continue to do the work. So I want to give you these things. So let's go. This is not in any order of importance, but the first one I think is, and that is making a decision to change, right? If you haven't got what you want to get, it's most likely because you need to make a change. What did Jim Rohn say? For things to get better, you got to get better. For things to improve, you got to improve. For things to change, you got to change. So it's really establishing what that change is and committing to it. And obviously, it starts with a decision. Then we go into commitment and then we have to execute. So what's the change that you need to make? Do you need to be more consistent with the content you're creating? Do you need to be more consistent with the time you're dedicating? Do you need to be more consistent to personal development? Do you need to be more consistent to listening to the right mentors? Do you need to be more consistent when it comes to attending events? What is it that you need to change? Because once you decide to make that change, then you can move on to the second step. Now, again, these aren't in order, but the first and second one, I would say, probably complement each other the most. Therefore, these are going to be our first two. All right. The second one is making the commitment. Making the commitment to yourself and other people around you so that you commit to the change that you decided. So let's say that you make a change. You commit to making one post a day on social media every single day. It doesn't matter if it's a Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, a Monday, a Thursday. It does not matter. You are going to commit to making one post a day for the whole world to see on your wall on Facebook or on your grid on Instagram or on your feed on TikTok, right? So that's that. You need to commit to that, all right? So the commitment is kind of very, very simple. It's just you telling yourself, but also other people around you, that you are going to get it done, all right? So far, very simple. The third step, and again, this is not in order. This is just the kind of process that we're going through. The third step here is use tools, right? The tool that I want to share with you that's kept me consistent, I believe is the most important and powerful tool that I have and that's on my phone. And it's going to probably shock a lot of you guys. It's not Facebook, it's not Instagram, it's not TikTok, it's not YouTube, it's not Telegram. It is Google Calendar. Google Calendar allows me to be super consistent because this is what I do. Before I go to bed on Sunday evening, I spend 15 to 20 minutes and I just map out all the different things that I need to do the week ahead. Now, you've heard this 100 different times, but for some reason, some of you have not implemented it, right? So I start with all the things that I can't move. So all the appointments that I've got with doctors or dentists, if there are any that week or that month, right? I then put in the appointments that I've created with friends and with contacts, with people who are in different programs that we run. Then I put in the different parts where it's like, right, content creation, go to the gym, boom, 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 right? So I have all these different things. I lay out all these different things and then I stick to it. But here's one thing that I've done that's allowed me to be super consistent is on Friday, I have what I call a procrastination period. I've never, ever heard anyone talk about this before. So I'm going to share it with you because it's kind of been a game changer for me. I know that I procrastinate, right? Now, procrastination is a symptom of anxiety. I mentioned that a few episodes ago. Procrastination is a symptom of anxiety. But whenever I procrastinate, I'm like, oh, you know what? I don't feel too sure about that. I'm not too certain, right? And it creates that anxiety of like, oh, I don't know if I should do it, blah, 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 blah. So what it does is on Friday, I don't schedule any calls. I don't schedule any calls. And usually I don't schedule anything. So Friday is just a completely free day unless me and Svetlana decide that we're going to go do something or in the evening is like date night, whatever it might be, right? So with that being said, let's say I've got something scheduled on Monday, right? I've got something scheduled on Monday that I want to go live about this topic. But for some reason, I haven't prepared the live and I'm like, I can't go live right now because I need to prepare. So instead, what I'll do is I'll prepare the live and then I will move the live from Monday over to the procrastination period in Friday. So then I know, right, you know what? I wasn't prepared, but next time I'm going to be prepared. I've made a change. I wasn't prepared this time, but I am this time. I'm committed to doing it on Friday instead of Monday. And then on Friday comes, I smash it because I've already got the preparation done. This has been a game changer for me. Because I know I procrastinate a lot. I know I don't always stick to my plan, but the plan changes and I just make sure that I get it done that week and not move it into the next week or the next week or the next week. Because procrastination can gather momentum. Procrastination can really screw you over, right? So Google Calendar is one of the best tools for consistency. Pardon me, I am making myself yawn. All right, so here we go. Make a change. Get committed. Then you got to use the tools like Google Calendar to stay consistent. The fourth one is you got to track your progress so that you're able to establish what's known as a winning streak. Now, think about it. If you're playing sports, if Liverpool Football Club, the greatest football team in the world, they go on a winning streak. They win 5 in a row, 10 games in a row, 20 games in a row. There is an emotion or a feeling that the team has, like, guys, let's go for 21. This is incredible. This streak's never going to end. The fans are like, we're unstoppable right now. The energy around it is just so much momentum. And the opposition, they come to Anfield where Liverpool play and go, oh, these guys have not lost at home for 20 games. Like, some of the players might be like, let's see if we can break that record. But the majority of deep down their feelings are, we'll probably just get away with this without getting absolutely smashed 7-0. Right? So you've got to track your work. Just track one thing at a time. If you make a post on social media, make a note of it. If you go to the gym, make a note of it. If you tell your partner you love them, make a note of it. If you tell your kids that you love them, make a note of it. If you read a book, make a note of it. How many winning streaks can you go on? But just track one thing at a time. Then add another thing, another thing, another thing. Until you go, whoa, 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 I'm tracking too many things. It's becoming a chore. It's becoming a hindrance. It's becoming something that I want to procrastinate so that you stop. You stop at that level. So you got to make a change. You got to get committed to the change. You got to leverage tools to be more consistent. And then you got to track your work so it allows you to go on a winning streak. So whenever I wake up in the morning, I play this game called Wordle. Right? I play this game called Wordle. It's from, I think it's from the New York Times. It's a very, very simple game. Just type in Wordle on Google, and it literally takes 5 minutes a day. And it's just, I don't know, it activates my brain. I also like it. I've got a few friends who use it as well, and we kind of discussed, did you get it, yes or no? Kind of sad, but it kind of works. And I'm on a winning streak. It tells you you're on a winning streak. Biggest winning streak is 32, right? So when I lose, I am so frustrated. But you know what I'm more frustrated with? The days that I wake up, I forget to do it because I'm doing other things and we've got a busy day. And then my winning streak is over. The winning streak goes to zero simply because I didn't even show up. And I want you to create a similar philosophy in your business. I know it's not easy when you're not getting the results. I know it's not easy when you start doubting what you're doing actually works. I know it's not easy when you spend 20 hours a week and you get nothing to show for it because you're just starting out. I've been there. But all of these things have helped. The last step, the most important one, is accountability. Yes, you've made a change. You've decided to make a change. Yes, you committed to it. Yes, you've got Google Calendar. Yes, you started to track your streaks. But who is on your side who is telling you, hey, have you done it? Or is asking you, hey, how did it get on today? Or who is on your side who you have to message every day and they're going to say, like, good job? Or you're just the process of you messaging them allows you to feel accomplished, achieved. So make sure you have that accountability partner. Now, I believe you should have accountability partner inside your company and also outside your company. I've been the external accountability partner for so many people now. And the number of people who have success from it is staggering. Obviously, I talk about Perry Walker a lot. Her like me being her accountability partner, I was kind of a... I used her as a guinea pig, but she was the one who allowed me to take the accountability partner stuff mainstream with our inner circle. So if you haven't yet discovered what our inner circle is, you can kind of discover more coming soon, right? I'll share with it a little bit more coming soon, usually at a Success Summit online event, which this year will be in November. I think November 10, 11, and 12. It's going to be absolutely incredible. So just mark your calendars. I'm not going to share the information yet because it's not ready. But November 10, 11, 12 will be Success Summit Online 5. We did believe the last one was going to be our last ever one, but looks like this one will most likely be our last ever one. We will see. All right, so those are the five steps. Make a change, commit, establish your tools, track so you can go on a winning streak, and then have an accountability partner. Here's what I will tell you, though. The people who are most consistent, here's what I want you to think about. Right? The people who aren't consistent. When your prospect is ready, because you will never get the perfect time. You will never be able to get the perfect time. You say, Fraser, how do I get the perfect time with my prospect? You will never get the perfect time because your prospect will always want to decide and establish the time on their terms. So when the prospect is ready, will they think of you? Think about that for a moment. Will the prospect think of you when they're ready? Because they won't if you're not consistent. If you're consistently showing up, creating content, messaging them frequently, when they are ready, they will think of you. If you're consistent, you will win. If you're not, you will lose. The people who make the most amount of money in this game are the ones who consistently, over time, do the work, do the basics, and they win. All right, guys? So, I appreciate you. I'm sorry for those of you who were gutted that there wasn't an episode last week. For those of you who are binging through this podcast, you will not even notice that there wasn't one last week. Big love. I can't wait to see you over on our Telegram channel. It's FrasersTelegram.com. Big love, guys. I'll see you soon. Bye-bye.